561-7256 for more information. Shriners, having fun and helping kids.
Hello, and you are listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. My name is Ben. The show is live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. On the program tonight, Boogie Monster was supposed to be here playing a live set in about an hour's time. Unfortunately, they ran into some gear problems, and they cannot play tonight. And I think they're working on getting that fixed, and I think they have to cancel a whole bunch of actual shows that they're going to be playing live around town as well. I'm not exactly sure what's going on. We are going to rebook them for August. August, if you are here to listen to Boogie Monster, you would have to turn back in 3 months' time. So for 2 hours, well, actually that's not true. So for the first hour, I'm going to just play music as usual, and then in the second hour, a bit after 10 o'clock, we are going to do a rebroadcast of another local two-piece band, Hermetic, that was recorded a few months ago on this program. They played live here, and I'm just going to redo that. We play that for you. Good band, good sounds. Should be a lot of fun. Okay, I'm going to start off the night with a band from Halifax, Nova Scotia. They're not really doing much anymore. They are called the Heavy Blinkers. This is off a self-titled album that was released about, I don't know, 5-6 years ago. The song is called You Can Heal on CITR Radio.
The surface all right now, sun shining on my face. But I can feel the heat, no, it's just too cold. Come splashing in the room, loud moaning in the room.
That is Five Miss from Vancouver, a two-piece. They are playing tomorrow night at the Astoria with Candles, which features Hussein, which is friends of those guys. That's tomorrow night at the Astoria. Before Five Miss, I played some International Falls, which features the same two people from Five Miss, plus more, Jay and Megan. The song I played was called A Place to Flee. The album is called The Plateau. And before that, I play a band from Ottawa. They call Relief Maps off the album Graveyard Smash. Hairplay is the name of the song. And I started off the set with a band from Halifax called The Heavy Blinkers. The Heavy Blinkers is the name of the album. You Can Heal is the name of the song. And I'm in the studio with Brenda. Do you want to talk?
Hey there.
Tell me, so you said you want to do a show about the music industry?
Well, I'm kind of fascinated by where things are going in digital and copyright, intellectual property and that sort of stuff. So maybe, who knows?
Yeah. It's a good thing you're the station manager then.
You're right.
Because that sounds kind of boring.
You're right. Yeah. I have a boring job for someone who likes to talk about...
intellectual properties? No.
You're right. Yeah. Boring things like that.
No, it's good. No, I mean, if you like it, that's good. I mean, you probably think the stuff I like is boring, like computers and programs.
Computers are so boring.
Yeah.
That's why boring. I have minions.
Do this stuff.
Exactly.
Are you going to go to that show as well, Astoria? So tomorrow there's a show at Blim with Chris Horrific, the Abramson Singers, Rollmark, and probably one more band that I forgot the name of. And then that's earlier, and then after that there's a thing at the Astoria.
It's very possible.
It's very possible.
I just bought a bicycle, so...
Oh, really?
You never know. I could be zipping around at every show tomorrow.
What kind of bicycle? Is it new, old?
It's way too fancy.
Did you buy it off some guy from the back of a van?
Well, no, I bought it off a journalism student that had bought a new bike, never ridden it, and needed to get rid of it before she moved back home. Very fortunate for me.
So did you bike here today?
No, it's sitting in the newsroom.
Have you biked much? When did you get it? So you just got it?
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago? How many times have you used it?
Zero. The bikes, wait. The brakes need a little fixing.
Okay, wait. So... are you going to bike it home tomorrow?
I just might.
It's lies. It's all lies. Okay, moving on. I'm going to play something from a band. They're from Montreal. They are called Pony Up. They used to be on a label called Denmark, which is, I don't know, it's a nice label. And Denmark, actually, it took me a while to figure that out. Apparently, it's like a Chinese... It's like a Chinese word or a pronunciation of a Chinese thing where it means you somebody's death spot where you touch a spot and like in those kung fu movies where you touch somebody and they die immediately. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about. Anyways, a band's called Pony Up. They were on this label and they got dropped. So this is a self-release album created by them. They released it. It's all done pretty much through their own money. And I was just looking at the MySpace and they said, oh, somebody leaked it on the internet already. So they're kind of pretty freaked out about it, because they put all their money into it and people are sharing it around, which is kind of odd that you get people sharing their album on the internet and such when, you know, no label even wanted them, in a sense. Anyways, I should stop talking. This is Pony Up. This is a song called, what is it called? A Crutch or a Credo on CITR Radio 101.9 FM. Thanks, Brenda.
No problem, Ben.
Clear of me. Jesus ain't coming, so don't waste your time. Not yours and not mine, you're only dreaming. And while you were scheming, you see. Snuck into your seat. Don't lie there, lurking behind your troubled walls. Wicked as they are, you're not to see.
Springtime in Paris for that piece of shit. I don't care what's true. I don't care what you do to a stone that you hold in your arms. At the end of the day, in a hot swarm. Rodeo. I was sick of the farm. it for the long haul. Look here, Kelly, no one's in it at all. I was coming off something particularly strong. You had your gloves on, they looked fucking brutal as a storm.
Come hear Black Dice reinvent Brooklyn noise rock yet again at the Biltmore Cabaret, Monday, May 25th.
From thrash beginnings to psychedelic leanings, Black Dice confounds audiences alongside special guests Wolf Eyes and Sadie Sadie in support of their latest release, Repo.
Try your luck at Zulu, Scratch, Red Cat, or Ditch Records in Victoria. Doors open at 8, show's on at 9:30. Take a chance, roll the dice.
I don't know. We'll see. Shindig, it's, we're taking, there's an ad that's coming out on Discorder, and we're taking submissions for Shindig, which is CITR's Battle of the Bands competition. You are listening to CITR. This is live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. If you are tuning in to listen to Boogie Monster at 10 o'clock, unfortunately, they have some issues with their gear, and they will not be able to make it tonight. We book them as soon as we can, and we're looking probably in August for that. So make sure you keep your radio turned on until August if you want to listen to Boogie Monster on the show. I will tell you what I played in my last set. I played some Swan Lake off the album Enemy Mind. The song I played was Heart Swarm, or Heartworm, one of those. And before Swan Lake, another Vancouver band, Pink Mountaintops, Outside Love is the name of the album. While We're Dreaming is the name of the song. Before Pink Mountaintops, I play a band from Oshawa, Ontario, doing a cover of a Real Static song, Claire. The band is called Cuff the Duke. And I started off the set with some Pony Up from Montreal. A Crutch, or A Cradle was the name of the song. There's one label that signed that band. I was saying they were like labelless, but they have the album is released on a label in Australia, and they're actually touring Australia right now. So good for them. I guess it's kind of fun. Australia is fun. I want to go. I am Ben. I'm still here with Brenda, who is very hungry right now.
I'm so hungry.
Yeah, two apples though. Come on.
Rabbit food, Ben.
When did you have lunch?
12:30.
Yeah. What did you have?
Pasta.
Are you comfortable telling people what you eat for lunch on the air?
No? Yeah, I am. I had pasta with vegetables and Alfredo sauce from downstairs.
Oh, where? Oh, is it from
Pasta Place?
Oh, like at the by A&W, like not A&W.
Yes, yeah. In the food court. In okay. The sub, the delightful sub building full of food at UBC.
Really? I don't know. I never heard of those words there. Spoken together, delightful sub food. I don't know. No, my friends make fun. Well, I don't know. We sometimes call it substandard in terms of food.
Oh, that's nice one.
Anyways, this I'm going to play some Falco Imanishi. They put out a new album. It's going to be released in 2 weeks' time officially, but you can get this out at the shows. I saw them played on Monday at Skinny Mondays at the Biltmore with Stephanie Fatelli, and Girl Goes Electric, I think. That's the name of the band. I didn't see much of the last band, but the first two were great. And they're playing again, as we were mentioning, on... Oh, did we mention this? No, we didn't.
Sunday.
We didn't mention this at all, did you? What's happening on Sunday?
Well, there's two bands playing, Falco and Monashi, and the Liptonians at the Media Club on Sunday.
And Liptonians are from...
Are from Winnipeg.
Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Winnipeg, Manitoba, yeah. Where we are both from.
Yeah. So that should be fun.
Yes, it will be great.
Yeah. So let's play some... Falco and Monashi, brand new album. The song I'm going to play is from song number 4, Parasocial, on CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
by shapeless fears. Who can live in the modern world without catching his share of them? I hope I've landed on my feet this time.
Need a place to rent? Have a place for rent? AMS Rents Line can help. AMS Rents Line is an easy-to-operate, touch-tone, and web-based system that connects thousands of landlords with UBC students looking for off-campus housing. UBC students can search the ads for free or place a two-week posting for $5. To view current listings, visit www.amsrentsline.com.
Now once upon a time very long ago, before cats in the boogie down Bronx could flow, back before Cadillacs were on the road, before Mr. Bell was even on the phone, the old prince sat all alone in a huge old castle where he stayed all day, feeling blue like a dude all chained in a tomb. Would it move if Beyonce was in the hallway singing to him? Walk up and down the stairs, eyes roaming everywhere, no care for his clothes, wore a robe full of tears, same old pair of night airs and a beard that he never shaved, plus some disheveled gray hair.
Son, you need to stop this nonsense. Walking around, eyes stuck to the ground, it's preposterous. Your father's now real old in his bones, and you're the only one who can take over his throne. We need you.
But he barely got the picture like a preview. Couldn't focus his eyes, it's like she was see-through.
Oh, son.
The queen knew his mind was stronger, but when he tried to ponder, his eyes would wander. Now, here's where I gotta make a small aside to explain why the prince was the oddest guy. Just imagine if your mind was preoccupied by a search for something that you could not describe. This was his curse, the old prince immersed in his search since his birth, and worse, he'd forgotten why.
How big was it?
He forgot the size.
Was it made of gold?
The old prince didn't know.
Man, he lost his mind.
So they thought everyone was convinced that the sad old prince didn't have no sense. Then one cold night while sitting in his room and watching old movies in his Fruit of the Loom, he saw it in a scene, the object reflected on a screen. He screamed and paused and rewatched it. Then he knew what he had to do, put on his old robe and his tattered old shoes. And for the first time in the old prince's life, he left the castle walls in the dead of the night. He creeped down the stairs and undid the lock on a secret mission to find the thing that he'd lost.
What happened next, man? Where did he go?
That's all for tonight. For now, you need to know that
once upon a time, very long ago,
before cats in the boogie down Bronx could flow,
back before Cadillacs were on the road,
before Mr. Bell was even on the phone, the old prince left on a journey to find the one thing that he lost while he still had time.
Alone when you can call SafeWalk. The safety and comfort of everyone on campus is important. That's why we're here.
SafeWalk is a free, student-run foot patrol service with two-person co-ed teams that will meet you and accompany you anywhere on campus to make sure you get there safely.
Keep an eye out for our bright red reflective jackets and signature foot logo, and let your next walk be with us.
What a huge relief! Now I'll never have to worry about the terrors that could happen when walking through such a big campus at night.
For a walk, you can call 604- 822-5355. Use one of our direct line phones located in some of the campus libraries. Use one of the big blue phone booths. Or even ask campus security to contact us.
If you see walkers around campus and you'd like them to accompany you, stop and ask.
Are you a UBC student taking first year economics, math, chemistry, or physics?
That stuff is hard.
Are you feeling like you need some tutoring? That's okay, because the AMS offers free and appointment tutoring for students in these subjects.
Whoa! How does it work?
It's on a first-come, first-served basis, and there's no need to sign up. Just show up with your books and your questions.
Whoa! When does it happen?
Monday to Thursday from 3 to 7 at the Sub Pacific Spirit Cafeteria, located beside the Starbucks.
Whoa! A+, here I come.
And you're still listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. I will tell you what I just played. I played something off the album by Jenny Omnicord, which is called Duets for Children, Their Parents, and Other People Too. The song I played was called The Old Prince. This is an album where she duets with a whole bunch of different people. Andy McGuffin, Wax Mannequin, Greta and Ida, and Great Lake Swimmers and all that stuff. The song I played was him with Shad K. Shad from Vancouver. He is a rapper, hip-hopper, and he is playing a show June the 6th, Saturday at the Storia. A couple weeks ago, I have two friends by the name of Burnside and Adrian on my show, and they talked about this. It is a benefit for kids. The website is www.rockandrollisgoodforkids.com. That's the show at the Astoria. He's playing that. It's all the money, all the proceeds go to a really good cause, which is to, I think it's for a center for people, for girls in the east side, East Vancouver. Something for them to do, a nonprofit thing. It's for a good cause. So that is on June the 6th at the Astoria. Before Jenny Omnicord and Shad, I played some It's a Living Thing, which is an X-band. They used to be a two-piece and then kind of grew into a three- and four-piece. They played Shindig a couple years ago, and now the band can sort of split. Some members move away from Vancouver. I played that because before It's a Living Thing, I played some Falcao and Monashi, and that sort of is a band that came out of It's a Living Thing. Some of the members from It's a Living Things went on and become that band. Right. So, you are still listening to CITR Radio, live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. If you are here to listen to Boogie Monster, unfortunately, they can't make the show tonight. Their gear broke, and they couldn't perform. In their place, I'm going to do a rebroadcast of Hermetic, which was done a couple months ago on this program. So Hermetic is going to be coming up very shortly, in about maybe 5 minutes' time. So stick around for that. And now I am going to just fill you up with some good old Nut Browned on CITR. Life.
now I'm lying on the ground, staring up at the clear blue sky.
Summer diners, saving money for college. At least you're passing with B's, so it's no real tragedy. In the dark room, developing photographs, I decided to kiss you, but it felt like a downer. Since you left in a hurry, didn't speak for a week.